This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Teva sandals, Coach bags, Crocs, and Abercrombie & Fitch. Anybody see a pattern there? If you're thinking brands that were big 15 or 20 years ago and that are now back in fashion, go straight to the head of the class. Admittedly, these comebacks seem kind of random, a stroke of luck or surge of nostalgia, perhaps. But as Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports, a whole lot of work goes into making a brand big again.
It was the year 2006, smack dab in the middle of the early aughts, and Birkenstock was losing its foothold as everyone's favorite ugly shoe. So it brought in some outsiders to take stock of its products. Consultant Eric Jochemstaller visited the U.S. headquarters in California, and he was shocked at what he saw.
I remember there was this one wall of all the shoes, and they had some amazing designs.
In all different colors, materials, and styles.
But neither the retailers where the image is created, nor the journalists that write about the fashion in shoes would actually feature anything but the two straps and three straps.
The brand's Arizona sandal was its best seller. It had, for better and then worse, become the company's identity.
We needed to change the brand from not being just about that iconic model, but really show the breadth of products they had.
Jochemstaller came up with an incentive to push other designs, give people on the sales team a bigger commission when they sell newer models.
And don't talk about the two straps, and don't talk about the hippies. And I know you are a hippie because you've been here for 30 years. Let me tell you what you need to tell to the specialty stores when you're trying to sell.
Fast forward a handful of years, and Birkenstock overcame its crunchy granola image. Vogue staffers wrote stories gushing about them. And the designer brand Celine featured copycat styles at Paris Fashion Week. Today, Birkenstocks are still cool. And I know what some of you must be thinking. This is just some Y2K stuff that's back in style. But Luke Williams, author of Disrupt, Think the Unthinkable to Spark Transformation in Your Business, says companies can't rely on nostalgia alone. Think of all the brands that never came back into style.
Take your pick, Kodak and Polaroid in digital photography. Or BlackBerry, or Blockbuster. We never think this is going to happen to us.
He says when brands are super strong, when they're associated with one image or product, they can get tunnel vision.
And I guarantee if 98% of a brand's revenue is coming from one particular product, 98% of everyone's attention is going into maintaining that product. And this is why we see so many brands become irrelevant overnight.
Irrelevant because another company comes in and disrupts the market. Take BlackBerry. Remember when the coolest way to text was BBM, and now it's Blue Bubble or Bust? But some brands with aging images have made stunning comebacks. Abercrombie & Fitch, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Casio Watches. They revamped their products or tweaked their marketing. They turned over their C-suites. Victoria's Secret is doing all of the above. A handful of years ago, it was losing ground to American Eagle and Savage Fenty, and it had a big image problem. Its former CEO had ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Net sales fell by more than $500 million in 2019. Sarah Sylvester is Executive Vice President of Marketing.
The old Victoria's Secret definitely felt like it was more about women through a male's gaze and us saying, like, this is what sexy is. And I think with the new Victoria's Secret, it's what she defines as sexy and glamorous.
Victoria's Secret stores have been redesigned from dark and stark to light and airy. Its models are more diverse and its undergarments have become more practical.
How can we not sell, you know, mastectomy or maternity bras? Like, why would we turn any woman away for anything that she needs if we're supposed to be the leader in bras?
Sylvester expects the rebrand to take 5 years, which puts Victoria's Secret about halfway through its journey. And it'll take this long because when lots of customers hear Victoria's Secret, they still think of thin models in rhinestone bras and angel wings.
Which is amazing, maybe except when you're trying to do a rebrand and change that perception.
It's hoping to cement that image change with its iconic marketing event. The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show is coming back this year after a 4-year hiatus. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.